Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO here in Lubbock. You can listen online, KFYO.com, and you can take the show wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. The government shutdown or partial shutdown continues today. House Republicans are moving to piecemeal funding bills. This is the latest from the Hill. House Republicans today will move to reopen small portions of the federal government, bringing up bills to fund the National Park Service, part of the Department of Veteran Affairs, and operations for the District of Columbia. Party leaders announced the plan to their members during a closed-door meeting at the Capitol today, a little bit earlier this afternoon. Speaker John Boehner and his team trying to deflect blame for the shutdown and show that Republicans are still doing their part to keep open the most important parts of the government. House expected to vote early this evening on three separate bills, which would come to the floor under a suspension of the rules and require a two-thirds majority to pass. That would mean that the measures would need significant Democratic support and would allow Republicans to blame Democrats if they failed. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens with this. Already, I think there's been pushback in the Senate, so we'll see what happens. Again, there's really been no movement whatsoever on another continuing resolution. I still expect the lawmakers here to go ahead and do something and pass a continuing resolution by the end of this week. I don't think that Republicans have the stomach to hold out for weeks on this continuing resolution, on this battle, on this shutdown of the government. I think that once it gets to Friday, once some more polling numbers come out, I think Republicans will have more pressure on them, and I think that they will start swaying a little bit more. John Boehner, interesting story here from the Daily Caller and Politico. House Speaker John Boehner has spoken passionately about making sure lawmakers and their staff do not receive any Obamacare exemptions, but Politico reporting today that before staking out that position, Boehner was working hard to quietly make sure that Congress could get new subsidies to cover their health insurance plans. The most stunning quote in the story, Politico cites a source saying that Boehner suggested this summer that he and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid could, quote, quietly slip some language into a bill at the end of the problem without receiving any public attention. Quote, when I was in the state legislature, we used to stick things in bills. No one would notice, Boehner reportedly said, according to Politico. Though the idea was eventually dropped, the outlet reported that Boehner does not recall making that comment. Cool story. This from the World War II combat vets. What was meant to be a final gathering of heroes today instead became a final victory for dozens of World War II vets who refused to let their government's budget battle block a visit to their memorial in the nation's capital. With bagpipers playing Amazing Grace, nearly 200 vets from Mississippi and Iowa swept past barricades and security guards at the World War II Memorial in Washington. Remember, that memorial closed because of the partial government shutdown. The veterans in their 80s and 90s, though, well, they kept on pushing, and they were able to get access to their memorial. Pretty cool story on that. Sad story out of New York. A New York man celebrating first anniversary with his wife and child brutally beaten by a motorcycle gang. The New York City man who was out driving celebrating his first wedding anniversary with his wife and two-year-old daughter was brutally beaten by members of a motorcycle gang in front of his family after a high-speed chase. Police said Tuesday morning it remains unclear what caused the confrontation that led to the assault. He was bloodied, had to be hospitalized. Investigators studying a six-minute helmet cam video that shows part of the chase cuts off just before the driver pulled out of his luxury SUV and beaten by the mob. Of course, this happened in New York. This probably would not have happened in Texas. Why? Because hopefully the driver would have been armed, would have been able to shoot the motorcycle gang. That's what would happen in Texas. Remember to arm yourself even when traveling. Tomorrow on the show, we will continue to take a look at the shutdown, the partial government shutdown. I also want to hear stories from those who have already been affected by Obamacare. Today on the show, we had a caller who works for a large company whose insurance is going away. They're canceling insurance. They're doing away with it. And I want to hear from more people who have been affected by Obamacare. So you can call in tomorrow. You can send me your stories as well via Twitter at ChadHDRadio or via email, chad@kfyo.com. Remember to tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Follow me on Twitter at ChadHDRadio.